watching the right thing.
Watching all
my streets ain't the same. They spend one time and spin again. Go make love to an angel. Why the devil in my head?
Communication coming in. Too much that I can't communicate with all of them. I do wish I had scientist or engineer friends. Let's go. Get out of here, petrol is cheaper than it's ever been. And then, who's to say when art will end? All I know is when the portrait painted, better have your portion of the rent. A dollar more and you will get upgraded. When you think you've made it, you are then just tolerated, overrated, hope I'm 80 when I get my second win. Small potatoes, all I ate before potato chips would cut my corner lips. Operator, operator, I would pray that you connect me to a sip of sangria, Zambia, camera, cameo, hand me a handful of hips. A stamina, stampede of happily happenings, dabbling into a blip. The neon, beyond the ambience, be honest, you promise that you will live. Do summers ever forget? Put your must feel like a kid. Cucumber will make a trip. Do jump on and hit a split. Hookers don't really do shit. Do get lantern in it, bitch. Rebelling is like an itch. Oh,
I'ma live forever.
Yeah, diamond shaped like a teardrop. I got the streets in the head like fly, just like a skydiver. Spill, I can get manslaughter. Suicide door on the Range Rover. Depending on the time I was laying up, I could have been wearing an animal. Pull up and get at your shit in the Lambo. When it gets odd, think I took a gamble. Trying to avoid cameras, break my heart. Trying to avoid cameras. I keep shit loaded like a panda. Learn how to turn a trap house to a mansion. Watch me watch the world take my pain and balance it. It's better to be an outcast in a world of envious. White socks, feel a flip-flop. Chanel vintage, till infinity.
Music computers and robbers and looters with shooters and shooters with rokers and shooters with Ruka CDs with my tutors and my tutors taught me a terrible miracle. You can lie, cheating, still killing America. Be celebrated like Captain America. Fuck it, I'm with it, let's get it. This nigga in Negris and Bentley, Valet and Lennox. Man, I'm a villain with chilling, so I'm never chilling. I gotta make millions. I used to be dope with the dealing, but that got a ceiling, and we know the usual illin'. Niggas get rich and go bitching, go fed and go stitching, and fuck up their family and friends. Me, I go to Germany, earn me a couple of million, return with a couple of pins. I'll go to Brazil and just kicking and chill till I'm over the hill and still fucking on. The world got no mercy, so I had to show them like Percy. With me, it just can't be no limit. 100% authentic, see, I got no gimmick, so I ain't protecting no image. My style original, pivotal, is going digital. Niggas, you like as a mimic. I'm a menace that's moving on vengeance. I promise my op that my anger is endless. It ain't enough that I took out my op in this block. We burnt down this whole fucking village. Did it with smile, not a grimace. It was my pleasure to see that this fuck nigga finish. If you get offended, then fuck it, my nigga. I'm with it, I'm hitting, let's get this shit in.
Back of the club, the immaculate thug with bottles above and some acid to rub.
Look at me, bitch. Look at me, bitch. Look at the crook in me, bitch. Look at me, hit you with crookedy. Now I got you walking crookedly. They should be booking me. They should be booking me. Know that they won't. I'm the loneliest monk in the dome. Kicking that jazz, collecting my bag. I'm talking milli, ain't talking vanilla. Had to get that hanging nigga from Nimmy. I do not move like a regular Joe. I'm not moved by no regular hoe. I do not wish for no regular life. I did not marry a regular wife. You think that I'm losing, you smoking a pipe.
You're back. You tuned in. Welcome to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR CA. I'm your host, Ethan Arian, and we do this every week, every other week, every month, every year. We listen, we've got over 6 years of episodes. Go check them out. Listen, you can go. You can kind of see kind of how history has been moving. You know, you can definitely look at trends from looking at the past episodes. However, we're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish Nations territories here live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland here, Pacific Spirit Park, UBC's campus. CITR.ca. If you've never listened to Off the Beaten Path before, listen, you're in for a treat. Listen, I have a lot of good music. I got some good stories. I got some funny stories. You know, it's been 2 weeks since I've been here because last week I was gone out sailing. It was also my birthday, so got a lot going on. You know, maybe I got some new words of wisdom to drop. But I definitely have some new music. I definitely got some funny jokes. I feel like, you know, as I particularly get older, I get better looking and funnier and more love on the inside of me, you know, particularly around my waist and my stomach. And then, you know, it's the summertime, so it's been feeling pretty good. I hope, you know, I hope you've been good. You know, if you got something good you want to share, listen, you can call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you are still using T9. And you can also use that phone number and the website, CITR.ca, to send money to the CITR. Listen to the fund drive. What we do here at CITR is a community radio station. You know what that means is it's run by community members. It's run for community. It's run for you all. So, you know, it's not a secret that it's actually just the best radio station in Vancouver, but it's also the one that cares the most. So if you want to put your money up and help out to define programming that goes on here, you know, the space that it creates for people, the space that it creates for students and non-students and just the wider community alike. Listen, it's all run with volunteers and volunteer help from people like you. Anyways, let's get to the weather, because I don't know what Vancouver weather is like, but I really appreciate. So, you know, I'm from America, and one of the things about Americans is that Americans don't know shit. Americans know how to work. Like, you know people who know how to work. Like, I find this in my life, you know, and it's also, listen, this could also just be, and maybe I'm not as smart as I think I am, but I like to think I'm like a regular smart person. You know what I mean? Like, not like I'm not going to blow your mind, but I'm definitely, you know, just kind of regular smart. But one of the things is that, you know, like, you know, there's some people who just know how to make money, right? You know what I mean? Like, they maybe not be the smartest person that you know, but like, some people just know how to make money. And I feel like that's what the United States is. The United States is like, you know, some people are smart, and some of the people who are making money in the United States are smart. Maybe not the smartest, but they definitely know how to make money. And so I feel like, you know, that's how like the general vibe is. And so last week, basically as the fires, you know, continued to burn, and really as the smoke, you know, started to cross the border, into New York and kind of down the eastern coast, people started to ask me like, oh, how's Canada? Like, are you near the fires? Like, you know, I genuinely don't think that people know I live in Vancouver, but they have no idea where that is. They either like, ooh, that's far, or they're like, oh, that's kind of close to Toronto. You know what I mean? That's not, there's really no in between. And so they asked me about how the fire, and I was up north, kind of far away from the fires. But also, I'm like, you know, we kind of have smoke every year. It's not like, I mean, it is a huge deal, right? Because the fires displace people and they burn up large communities and large swaths of land, and also put smoke in the air, which lowers the air quality. Anyways, but, you know, ask me how I'm doing. And I really appreciated that because, you know, while people in America don't really know where Vancouver is at, just the idea that, you know, they think Canada, you know, all, you know, hundreds of millions of square miles or thousands of square miles, and they think of me, you know. So it's nice to be thought of, you know, from far away. One of the things that I thought was interesting, so we'll jump, you know, kind of jump around. We're jumping around. This is what the show kind of does, is that, you know, oftentimes CBC produces some bullshit, but you know, what they're not doing, it's a lot less scams in the summertime, which I think is interesting because I thought the summer would be time to scam, but it feels like, you know, scammers go on summer break. So there's not very many scams. However, a lot of animals, you know what I mean? And so some environmentalists are talking about kind of the benefits of wildfires. And I think that it's interesting that people kind of don't know. And it maybe it's something that I learned since I moved here, but I feel like this maybe, you know, from just reading or, you know, that like planned fires have been a land management practice for millennia, like in the continent. And so there, so like when we talk about fires as just automatically that these things are bad, and you know, wildfires are pretty bad, you know what I mean? And especially in the way that we have kind of like set up our society, like they are very disruptive. But like part of how the land has managed itself and how the people here on the land have managed is through fires, using fires to, you know, kind of rid the brush, kind of like regenerate the land, kind of provide new, you know, kind of just provide like a new kind of renew the environment so that animals can come back and they can rebuild it. And it's not like completely devastating, because there has been a practice of this over, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. And so as you know, colonization has ruined and disrupted people's practice of land management in the lands in which people are from, and kind of fucked it all up. We've lost some of these practices. And so CBC is just writing an article about how, you know, how some of these fires are beneficial to ecosystems. And I think that it's kind of sad. I mean, we talk about this, it's kind of sad that we have to continually relearn stuff that we've already learned. And I mean, it makes me, it's kind of interesting, because I like to, so from time to time I watch Ancient Aliens, and you kind of think like, oh wow, how did these people, you know, do all of this stuff? And then I'm very interested in the Byzantine Empire for some reason, and you know, learning about these the Theodosian land walls that are around Constantinople, you learn that by the time that Constantinople fell to the Turks, they could not and did not have possessed the knowledge to repair the walls. So you're just like, we are constantly in a cycle of humanity of knowing something, probably killing the people who knew it, and then having to learn things again. It's kind of sad anyways. But that's one of the things that you learn, is that, you know, not all fires are bad, but I think that, you know, definitely more education needs to go into show that some of these things are the way that people manage the land and are beneficial. I'm sure we'll find out how. Anyways, back to the weather. So I know that's what you're here for, which is understanding what can you do this weekend? You know what I mean? What can you do? What do you got going on? And because it's been really nice the past few days, and it is going to be a little nice tomorrow with 20 degrees, but then it's going to start to cool down as we head into the weekend. 19 on Friday, high of 17 on Saturday, and a high of 15 on Sunday. So if you want to get out and try to take advantage of the weekend, take advantage of the nice weather, I suggest that you make sure you get out tomorrow and Thursday, because Friday, Saturday, chance of rain. Sunday, definitely going to rain, which is, I quite like, you know what I mean? Like you get the chance to enjoy your Saturday, enjoy your Sunday, enjoy your Friday. I mean, enjoy your Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then you get to stay in the house on Sunday, which is where I like to be. I didn't even leave my house last Sunday. Anyways, when we get back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what my trip was like up north. And then kind of tell you why it was beautiful and why it was a little sad. When we get back. I say hello, then she say hello. Brand new free, he did it again. They calling me him, I'm not one of them. Brand new free, he did it again. They
is it good? I put that ass on the logo. You sound a little confused, boy, the gas, you like Sunoco. Who the fuck is you? Get your ass about my photo. That's a no-no. Got it jumping like a fence, the sword is sharper than a pen. Head is gotten way too big, them Trojan ones can't seem to fit. Trojan horse, I'm breaking it, told you so, I told no fence. We should let them talk and shit, cause I control the narrative. Quit with all disparagement, man, that shit's embarrassing. We not equal, what you speak for? I done set the bar so high it's out of reach, bro. The way she gave me X and O's, I'm a cheat code, what you said?
Jeans, dog, I got them for the hello. Way too clean, I decided on the let go. Stepped on the scene, he's a different type of fellow. If I say hello, then she say
hello.
Brand new free, he did it again. They calling me him, I'm not one of them. Brand new free, he did it again. They calling me him, I'm not one of them.
Say, no mentality. For real, this who I had to be, that's probably why they mad at me for real. I've been letting go of shit like bruh, them stabbing me for real. Peep duality, it might result in casualties for real. These days, I've been finding freedom in the field. These days, I can seem to find myself still. These days, I believe if we could crack the seal, then we obtain. I just pour my heart in all this shit, that's counter earnest game. This a lesson for you, crow, no joke, I feel like Ernest Gaines. My position on the totem pole is yearning for my name. I don't know what you been going for, you go for broke. I found my sweat, she found the throat, let's count this bread up, low for low.
Brand new jeans, dog, I got them for the hello. Way too clean, I decided on the let go. Stepped on the scene, he's a different type of fellow. If I say hello, then she say,
switching lanes, holding wood grain. What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about
that candy paint with butter guts, VVS princess guts with purple stuff up in my cup. I'm gripping on that grain, man, switching lane to lane, man, in my rover range, man, like Kylie on, I'm having things. I'm in the parking lot with my candy apple drop, hop inside, press a button, watch my top pass out. See, I'm a hustler, I'm a grinder, four votes, fifth recliner, watch me smile and show my grill so y'all can see that I'm a shine. 281-330-8004, that's my cell phone number, hit me up on the low. I'm from the city of the clutch, where the music screwed up. I'm switching lanes, holding grain, about to tear the curb up, baby.
What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about
some bow ties and 84s, candy paint, red cherry blossom dripping off the dough. I'm from the place where I smile, stay iced out, diamonds in the mouth, baby jamming on this Swisher house. I'm power wild, the peeps champ, the trunk popper. I'm something like a chick man in catching out of boppers. We used to ride choppers back in 98, still jamming great tapes in this Lone Star State. I'm from the place where we sipping on prescription cough syrup and some icy white shoes and a tall t-shirt. I got the trunk on crack with neon lights in the back. We still jamming Robert Davis. What you know about that, baby?
What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about
pulling up, holding, got the top folding, got folds on my
strolling, got nine laid of paint. Peter Pan cut, 15's banging. I can be the man up. Big grill in the lady, got in the way. See the fifth wheel sleeping when I'm sliding away. Popping my trunk, you see the lights glowing. Me and Pow Wow leaning, you see the Sprite glowing. It's a H-time thing when you're riding on swings in a candy coated frame, ripping on that wood grain. You call them hoes, we call them bops. You call them rags, we call them drops. Killer.
What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching? What you know about switching? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching lanes, holding wood grain? What you know about switching? What you know about?
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, I had to throw in a little bit of Mike Jones, who on the radio, because listen, who if you so like there's a podcast that's out called Blog Era, and it talks about all like the Blog Era rap, which just feels like I never thought about, like, you know, you never really think about, like, that's how you know you're fucking old, right? That's how you know you're old. Is that, like, when, like, your time when you felt like, you know, in the zeitgeist of music and what was going on, when they name it X era, you know, then you're like, oh, damn, that was, like, my shit. And now you're old, you know, or at least, yeah, a little bit old. You know what I'm saying? When they talk about, oh, that was the Blog Era, I'm like, wow, I remember all of those people. All of those people. Like, there's so many rappers in there that people forgot about. But Mike Jones is not one of those, because, listen, I'm sure right now you know Mike Jones's phone number. Anyways, so last week was my birthday, my 34th birthday. It felt really, I don't really do, like, birthdays are just feel like another day. I feel like, especially when you get, you know, this age, it's like, you know, it's just a birthday, right? But I was fortunate enough to spend a week, like, leading up to my birthday sailing. And yeah, it's one of those things where I feel very, Every time I feel like a little bit more intoxicated every time I get out on the water, and I know I'm very blessed to be able to do that. And so, like, I very much also feel grateful in the moment, which is something that it feels nice to be able to be grateful in the moment and then also experience, you know, just kind of like the beauty as you sail up the Vancouver Island, and you see the interior, you know, the mainland, you see whales and eagles and, you know, seals and other type of cetaceans, and you're like, man, this is amazing. And, you know, there's not, you know that it's just like a special, it's like a special thing to be able to do, like to go to these small ass towns. You know, small ass towns as you head up the coast of Vancouver Island. But the blessing is to leave. Like, the blessing is actually being able to leave those small towns, because, listen, I've seen some like stressful stuff, right? So, like, I feel like in my life, I have seen some things, not like the most things. I'm not going to say like, oh man, I've seen it all. Like, I haven't seen it all. I have not seen it all. I have not seen nearly as many things as, but I have, I don't know. I don't know. How do you compare things that you've seen, right? You know that, but like, I've seen some stuff that I'm like, wow, that's sad. You know, and all different types of sad. Like, I've seen where I'm like, damn, I feel sorry for that kid. I feel sorry for that baby. I feel sorry for that teenager. I feel sorry for that, like, adult. I feel sorry for that old person, like, all the time. I'm like, you know, one, I'm just blessed on me. Like, not just I'm blessed where I was born, but I'm blessed on me. I'm just very, very grateful for that. But, like I said, being able to leave, because I think we were in Campbell River, and me and one of my friends, we were just walking down the boardwalk, you know, like, kind of get off the boat, and you just kind of want to just, like, kind of walk around. and I saw what I feel, especially in 2023, to be like one of the most depressing sights that I've seen in a long time. And in a way that, like, I saw it and I knew it was depressing as soon as I seen it, which was about five teenagers just sitting at a picnic table in Campbell River, drinking Fireball, listening to Eminem, unironically, listening to Stan, drinking Fireball, passing the bottle around. And I was like, wow, that's the saddest shit that I've ever seen. And it's not even just when I say that, like, not hyperbolic. Like, you know, I feel like you can walk around Vancouver and you can see some very unfortunate, sad things. Like, and I feel like that, you know, when I'm downtown and you see somebody who's, you could tell they're like early in their journey, you know, they're like early in their journey and you're like, wow, this is the beginning, you know? And for me, like, that's a very sad moment where it's like, you know, because I know how powerful drugs are and how powerful substances can be. And, you know, and I've seen people come out of it on the other side, you know, and then also known some people who have succumbed to, you know, some of those vices. And when you see somebody early in the journey, you just kind of hope that, like, you know, I hope that they make it out to the other side. But when I seen these kids listening to Eminem, drinking Fireball, passing it around, I was like, wow, they're not even on the journey yet. They're just walking in that direction. Like, they don't even know that the path is there. Cause I feel like if you're listening to Eminem Eminem right now, like, if you turn off this radio and then, like, you're listening to Eminem instead, I, like, just wish that you could get, you know, some love. I wish you could get some love today, because Eminem is sad people music, and especially, like, Marshall Mathers LP Eminem. You know what I mean? Like, the Slim Shady Eminem. Like, that shit is dark. We were actually listening to that on the boat, and it was just like, wow, this is dark music. Like, sometimes like the boat is, like, sometimes you can like, have, your conversations can get a little dark, you know, after you've been on the boat for like 48 hours with people. But even listening to Eminem, we all look at each other and we're like, this is a step too far. And I've seen the kids listen to that and drinking Fireball. I was like, wow, this is terrible. And then I felt like I came home early from the vacation. I don't think there's any worse feeling than feeling like you came home early from vacation. Like, you know, I feel like I could have still had some in my legs. Like, I still could have got a few more shots up, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you gotta leave early. A wise woman told me that. So just yesterday, no, we're skipping the sports because obviously. So yesterday, Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship. And it is, like, I don't think I've ever, like, I have respected Nikola Jokic's game, right? Like, as basketball game, like, you could just tell this man is just going and getting his job done. And it's very interesting because, like, now that he's won, like, there was this big, so if you're not a sports fan, basically, Nikola Jokic is the past two-time MVP. I also, you know, he's the past two-time MVP, and he could have won the third MVP in a row. But since he had never won a championship, people were like, well, I don't want to give him the championship. You know, like, I don't want to give him a third MVP without winning a championship. Well, yesterday, he won his first championship, and all these stories are coming out about him. You know, basically about like how he doesn't. You know, he treats basketball like a job, where it's crazy because, like, in America, you know, you're supposed to treat sports like a passion, like a love, you know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to be a dream, like a lottery ticket. And what a lot of NBA players show is that, like, a lot of the people in the NBA don't even like basketball that much. Like, their basketball is a job. And so Nikola Jokic on the podium had a few funny moments where I felt like, you know, Kobe Bryant's my favorite basketball player of all time, and he's famous for his Mamba mentality. like this idea that's like win at all cost mentality. Like he would wake up. This famous story is about Kobe Bryant. Like he would talk to people about like, you know, you train twice a day, which is a lot. You know, you train from 9 to 11 and you rest from, you know, you eat lunch from 11 to 1 and then you get back and train from 2 to 4 and then you go back and from 4 to 6 and then you eat dinner and you go to sleep and you're like, wow, you know, you can get better. But he's like, but what happens if you start at 4 and you go from 4 to 6, you eat breakfast, you rest, then you go from 10 to 12 and then you eat lunch and then you rest and then you go from 2 to 4 and then you eat dinner and you rest and you go from 6 to 8, then you eat dinner and then you train from 7 to 9, some shit like that. Like he's like, you know, after 5 years, you'll be, you know, you've had, you know, 10,000 more practices than everybody. And you're like, that's insane. And so like, I've always had to kind of, you know, the type of athlete, that's what I thought you had to do. And because of my, you know, you're a favorite player, that's what you got to do. But Nikola Jokic, he proves that wrong. He's like, he had a quote that says, you know, nobody likes their job. You know, maybe they do, but, you know, they're just lying. He's like, he just wants to go home to Serbia. He found out that Denver had the parade on Thursday and they won on Monday. He's like, I have to stay in Denver 3 more days. He just wants to go home. And I very much respect that because I call it the Mamba versus the millennial mentality. Because, listen, we're just there to get paid and go home. Like, I don't know. I have... Like my cousin, so this is some, you know what, actually, when we come back from a musical break, I'll give you some advice that I gave to my recent graduate cousin as like a thank you for listening to the show. And as a 34-year-old, I feel like I'm inclined to give advice now to unsolicited. Like, I feel like, you know, 1 year away from presidency, I'm allowed to give unsolicited advice, and you know, you're just gonna have to hear it. But when we get back, listen, we got a very tight new Canadian artist that I want to check it out, and listen, we'll be right back.
International. Calling ya, baby, I'm calling ya. Where you at? Can you not answer me now? Tell me now, cause I'm missing you. Dreaming of me kissing you. Put it down, baby, wait for me now. For now, take you out up and down. Don't know why I'm missing you. Dreaming of me kissing you. Oh, falling in love, can't give it up. I need you more. Baby girl, no, take me away. Don't keep me up. I'm deep in love, I need you more. Baby girl, no, take me, you're so different. I don't recognize you with all these different pretty girls in my life. Baby, you're so different. I don't recognize you with all these different pretty girls in my life. In the morning and in the night, you know, won't do you wrong, I'm in Mr. Right. Know that I see you, yeah, yeah. You're shining, I need you, yeah, yeah. She not nice, but she looking nice, yeah. Cold-hearted, I could pick the ice. The moment I see you, yeah, yeah. There's no way I'll leave you, yeah, 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 yeah. Falling in love. Can't give it up. I need you more. Baby, got no take me, walk up. Don't keep me up. We'll be right back.
تبجيني عكير وتقيلوجي دايما غالي ما أسوى لغضين نبغاني أقتعما دايما غالي ما سبجيني عكير وتقيلوجي دايما
You know, the show is, listen, the show is supposed to be about, so that was Elisa Pai also, Elisa Pai, Time After Time, if you couldn't tell. It was a nice cover. It's like, I can't say the word, I'm not even going to try, we'll butcher it. Anyways, so, like I was like, that millennial mentality, back to your work. So, my cousin just graduated from school, and, you know, obviously, I called him to say congratulations. And, you know, we get to talking about kind of what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? If he wants to go to grad school. I was like, hey, bro, you might want to think about that twice. Listen, I love going to grad school. I actually love, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here. So, but, you know, I think there's some things that you must consider. One thing that I feel like that nobody ever asked me, and maybe this is like, I'm not a first generation college student, but you know, it's not like my family was on a mission, you know what I mean? And I was like I feel like my generation was the first generation that got to be a little bit free. And so I think with that freedom, you know, there's some questions and kind of like, you know, there's some, like, what I need is like freedom and creativity within a box, right? So like it needs some parameters. And so I feel like I was blessed with, you know, my family before me, they was on a mission, right? You know what I'm saying? They had some very strong things they're fighting against and pushed through very, very well. And so, you know, to the point where I could be a little bit more free. And so what I found out with that freedom, though, is that sometimes, you know, you don't know all the answers. And so, but you learn them, you know, you learn them bit by bit. And so one thing I tell my cousin is that, you know, you don't have to kind of know what you want to do when you graduate from school, but you kind of have to know the direction that you want to go to, right? So, like, do you want a cool job? Do you want a job that makes a lot of money? You know, like that. Do you want, like you know, like, people are like, what do you want to do in 5 years? What do you want? It's not like, you know, I wish somebody would ask, like, what do you want your life to look like? You know what I mean? Like, you know, what do you want, you know, what do you want to be able to do with your money? How much money do you want to make? What do you want to be able to do? And then kind of figure it out, work it backwards and try to figure out, okay, what job kind of fits within that rather than, you know, when I was graduating, it was like, oh, you should go for, you know, you should be a banker. You should go to do this job. This job, you know, this job looks good. It, you know, it didn't provide the type of question that I needed. So I think one of the big questions, like I said, is, you know, do you want to make a lot of money? Is that important to you? You know, like that. And really, and then from there, then you can work your way back. Because I'm going to tell you, like, you know, that's, when it comes down to it, that's really all. That's just really, it's sad because you're like, we've been reduced to dollars, you know, and it's necessary. But anyways, listen, talking about money, this has nothing to do with money, but if you're listening to this and you have, you know, maybe you have a kid, or maybe you have a kid in your life who you're like, you know what, I like them to come to football camp, and you want this football, you know, and I have a football camp starting on July 6th. So if you want your kid to kind of learn the communist principles of youth sports, you should bring them along. And make no mistake, youth sports, definite communist principles. Listen, you know, it's like, listen, we win, lose as a team. We're only as strong as our weakest link. Listen, we are all about supporting each other, making sure we provide a strong safety environment for people and a strong safety net for people. And the star players, listen, you don't get more for being a star player. You get the opportunity to help the other players get up to speed and, you know, be called on and get the glory of benefiting and wins. That's all of the institutions that work have those guiding principles. All the other ones are failing. Anyways, let's get into some news, right? Because this is what this is about. Like, you know, you're not here to listen about my life. You're here to find out about what's going on. And so I'm sure that you've come to me. This has probably been waiting. Like, I probably should have led off with this, which is the idea of how the orcas are battling back. Listen, there are some ship captains that are saying they think that they know the deal, what's going on with the orcas. Like, I know. But this boat captain says the killer whales know exactly what they're doing. Of course they do. Of course they know what they're doing. But I think that, so like, if you haven't heard, orcas have been attacking boats in the Mediterranean, like around the Strait of Gibraltar, Rock of Gibraltar, for the past few months. And honestly, I think it's the past few years. Like, I remember talking about a story in 2022 about orcas and sharks learning how to, they called it stealing, but I called it taking back what's theirs, you know what I mean? Fishing and fishnets. Like, they learned how to rip open the fishnets and take and eat, you know, eat the fish, and would even wait until the fish had already been caught and then eat them. And it's like, because the whales are smart, they're not idiots, right? And so, and then this is just more anti-whale propaganda. I think that, yeah, I do think that whales are destroying boats, but I also feel like there is going to be a definite backlash. We're going to see in the next few years where they're going to start killing whales again or start catching whales again, because I'm actually thinking this is coming on the spot. So this is because so I don't know if you know this, but in, like, we haven't been capturing whales for a really long time. Like, whaling existed, like, in the commercial whaling, in the sense of, like, the types of whaling that we associate with, like, you know, hyper-capitalism, only existed for, like, 100 years. Like, we fucked the whales in so, like, 100 years, we almost annihilated all the whales on the planet. And I say we, but y'all know who we're talking about. It's, like, almost decimated all the whales on the planet in 100 years. To burn lamps. That's insane. And so the whales are coming back. Like, it was only like 70 years ago that they caught the first orca and brought it into SeaWorld. And so what is happening is, one, these places are closing. So, like, the whale population is increasing. But also, there's going to be, like, those people still need to make money. There's still people still want to make money. SeaWorld is still trying out here to get money. I think there's going to be some anti-whale propaganda, and they're going to tag and capture these disobedient whales and send them to whale jail, which is AKA SeaWorld. And so I am not going to be surprised when they start treating killer whales like pit bulls, except for pit bulls that can make them a lot of money. And so, listen, you heard it here first. That this is not the end. Anyways, I'm all, you know, listen, you come to All the Being Path, listen, you know that we're pro-animal. Listen, I saw a story about how on the Sunshine Coast, there's a woman on a bike trail, and a cougar swiped at her leg. And I'm going to tell you, that's scary. But also, what are you doing in cougar territory? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I don't go to places where cougars are at. I'm not trying to get got by a cougar because I respect the Cougars. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I respect the whales. Like, I seen some killer whales on last Sunday. Listen, we keep our distance. I respect the whales. And if the whale gets me, you know what I'm saying? Listen, we've talked about this before. The whale gets me, I just get got. But if a cougar swipes me, listen, I'm swiping back. Also, a coyote walked up and bit a woman in Prince George. Listen, these animals are not taking our shit. They are coming to fight back. Like, we don't know anything about whales. We know so little. I was at the in Telegraph Cove. They have a really nice whale museum. If you ever get to go up there, go check it out. Basically, whales, we only know them by the matrilineal line of the whales. We don't know who fathers which males. We just know which whales are females and which whales then get pregnant and then start their own family line, because the males stay with their mothers for their whole life. And one sad thing I learned is that the first cub of a whale always dies. And I thought that was like, oh, is that like some type of nature thing or is that some type of predator thing? No, it's 100% human caused. So what happens is that the heavy metals that, you know, that we put into the ocean and in the plastics, microplastics, you know, go up the food chain and they eventually get to whales. And so all of these heavy metals and just kind of, you know, human waste is stored in the whale's fat. And so what happens is when a female whale has a baby, she uses her fat deposits, and that's how they build the baby. But that baby is just full and sick when it's born, and so it often dies. But that allows the whale to then like shed the heavy metals and then kind of build back up more healthier stores of fats, and then have healthier second, third, fourth pups if they are so lucky. But male whales have no way of shedding the heavy metals within their body, so their lifespans are half as long. Like, and if you think about like the intelligence whales, like you're talking about like these whales who are able to communicate in a way to plan, not just attacking boats, obviously, but like attacking, you know, but like planning, you know, thousands of miles of migration, coordinating feeding on seals and coordinating times and looking at times and, you know, and seeing, knowing families and close family pods and understanding, you know, like relationships and all of these types of things. And to know that the males have a half of a lifespan as they had previously, you don't think that the whales think about that and know that and that makes them sad? Like, imagine if within our lifetime, you know, within a few lifetimes, that we learn that male humans would just only live into 40 and women were living till 80. What would that do to our society? What would our society then look like? You know, that would be nuts. I mean, our society might be a little interesting, but like, I mean, like, what would that do mentally, you know what I mean, to the people who are left? You know what I mean? Like, that's got to be traumatic. And I'm sure that the whales understand that. And so when I hear about them attacking boats, I'm like, well, whales aren't coming at me, you know? Hopefully. But it's whales are beautiful and amazing, and the world is amazing. We'll have a few more minutes to talk about kind of what's going on, what's going on here in the streets. One of the things that's going on here in the streets, particularly amongst young people here in BC, is that syphilis is on the rise. I think we've talked about this before, but that is scary. Wrap it up. Syphilis is on the rise. That's nuts. Syphilis is one of those diseases that I thought died like 100 years ago, till you realize – till you learn that no, it's not. It's also kind of, I find that, like, I guess maybe I haven't been a sex ed in a long time, but I feel like from what the type of posters that you see around campus, sex ed hasn't changed very much. And I feel like once you hear that syphilis is back on the rise, you're like, maybe we should do something different. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, how can you be like a abstinence, you know, person? You see, like, maybe this isn't working. Maybe we need to try something new. Anyways, after you come back from the short musical break, listen, we're going to talk about some funny stuff. And we got, like, it's pretty funny. Pretty funny, I'm not going to lie. Right when we get back.
Decisions that you can make, yeah. We don't have to complicate it. Listen to your mind and let it lead the way. Loving all this conversation, eating up the vibes you put on my plate. I can't get enough comfort. Thinking about what I should say. So tell me why you leave me waiting. Putting in everything, I won't let it go to waste. You don't wanna jump straight in. I know it can be frustrating. You want all of it, no faking. Slow and steady with the race. So, but baby, you don't say a thing.
You're tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, would you date your father's enemy's ex-wife? The answer for Marcus Jordan is no. So if you don't know who Marcus Jordan is, he's the son of Michael Jordan. If you don't know who Michael Jordan is, he is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He's reportedly, I mean, he's dating Larsa Pippen. So you don't know Larsa Pippen. Listen, these people are so kind of crazy. Well, it's kind of, one, it's just kind of, it is kind of a wild story. Like, I hate, you know, listen, we're not a celebrity worshiping radio show. You know what I mean? It's kind of now, you know, we talk about human interest. You know, when I mean human, like, not celebrities, right? But I don't know, it's just so, this relationship is so crazy. Because now they have a podcast. It's like, bro, who the hell gives a shit what either one of you think? Also, but I mean, I say that as somebody who, like, nobody cares what I think. However, you know, I have a job. I don't think either one of these people work. And it is kind of nuts that, I just couldn't imagine being like Marcus George's mom. You know what I mean? Obviously, I couldn't imagine being anybody's mom, but Marcus George's mom is just like, you know, you just, you know, like, my mom is very nice. You know, she's like very, very much you love who you love kind of person, you know? But I couldn't imagine like what she would think of me if I was dating one of my dad's enemies, ex-wives. She would just be like, how did you even get to that point? Also, it's that, like, these people are just famous for fucking. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, Michael Jordan is famous because his dad, you know, had sex with his mom. That's the only reason why Michael Jordan is famous. And Larsa Pippen is famous because she's been having sex with lots of people. Not Scottie Pippen. You know what? And Scottie Pippen's son is in the NBA. Michael Jordan's not in the NBA. Just couldn't imagine, because Scottie Pippen has been teammates with people who have dated his mom. Seems like bad for work. Like, I could imagine, you know, Scottie Pippen Jr. having a very much Nikola Jokic mentality, which is, you know, the season is over. I just want to go home. But then when you get to your house, Marcus Jordan is there. I don't know how that works. And I don't really care. Listen, thank you for joining me for the last hour. Listen, I'm sorry I didn't give you more news. It was just, I just kind of had to, you know, got to get updated on what's going on. You know, you didn't tell me what's going on with you. So, you know, I had to carry the whole thing by myself. So, listen, next time, tell a friend to tune in next Tuesday, 8 to 10. Tune in 8 to 10 for Crimes and Treasons, the best hip-hop radio show here in the Lower Mainland, here in Canada, here all over the continent. And then also then stay tuned from 10 to 11 for Author Being Path. You can check me and myself out. I do this every week since 2016.